this of God? Is this of God? I would say this question is a rhetoric question. It's rhetoric. It's for you to answer. Is this of God? It's a question you don't quickly say yes. It's a question that you need to look again and say, am I being led of God? Hallelujah. It's a question that brings a checker on the believer's life. Brings caution. Caution. Is this of God? I trust the Lord that you will ask yourself this question every day of the year. Every day in 2024 and every day of your believer's life. Is this of God? Hallelujah. Is this God? Before you make that move, before you take that thought, that check again. Is this of God? Am I being led by God's Spirit? Like a friend of mine would say years back, or are you leading God's Spirit? Are you being led by God's Spirit, or you are the one leading God? Some people are too forward. They want to do their things and say, God, come and bless it. God, this is how I want to go now. God, follow me. No, the reverse is the case. Lord, I can't move except to move. Amen. Amen. There was a time like that in scriptures that the Lord told Moses that the angel of God will lead them. And Moses said, oh, no, that is not the full package. Moses said, Lord, who would go except you go with us? Amen. Some people say too soon for the less. You already have your plan. And in all your plan for the year, New Year resolution, all your plan for the year, God is not involved. At the end of the plan, I want to have marry new wife, have new house, new car, new television, new TV. Okay, television and TV is the same. New job, new this. You now put it in paper and say, Lord, bless it. So lift up your vision. You lift it up. Pray that the Lord will bless it. How? You are like the one that says, Lord. You know, the Lord is one telling you, I'm leading you. But you say, Lord, pack your bag. I want to lead you. That's foolishness. Some people are like that. Say, this brings in caution. That the believer mustn't throw caution into the wind. We said that yesterday. A reckless believer is the one who throws caution into the wind. Reckless. Just like the man who is driving. And say he wants to get to 220. I was sharing with a dear brother some days back. So I told him, I was driving and I was only driving 100 kilometers per hour. He said, if you fix my car, a man of God. He said, if you fix my car, say he's going to drive it. Say, why do you think 220 is there? Say, you will get there. That the bottom will give you. I said, ha. He said, in fact, he told me that there's a road that just opened near his house. That is Abuja. He said, there's this new car. He said, he must always get to the end. Say that thing. The speedometer will just hit there, 220 steps. He said, when you are done, he said, I'm driving the car. Well, you know, that can be recklessness. Hallelujah. That can be recklessness. I say, man of God, I like your grace. My grace cannot carry me beyond. Amen.
Like your grace.
I can't throw caution to the wind. Because you see 220 there, so let's match the car. There was a time, somebody tried to match the car. And they matched the car under a trailer. Matching the car. Match the car. Don't get careless. Don't get reckless. They are matching the car. Some people are like that. That's what I want to do to that Christian life. They get too extreme.
You see, I remember the time a brother came to meet me. I was going to school. He said, "Sir, you say the Bible is the manual to our life." I said, "Yes. Yes, sir." I said, "Yes." He said, "Sir, I don't believe the Bible is the manual to the believer's life." I said, "Why?" He married some scriptures together. He said, "You know, the believer is as a wind." He says, "It's like a wind." John chapter 3, he was quoting John. He says, "The wind blows. I will hear the sound though. I will come up there where it's coming and where he says, so is he that is born of the..." I said, "Sir, if this scripture is true, why would then the Bible be a manual to the believer's life? That means anybody can read the Bible and know the believer's life." I said, "Is that a problem?" He said, "No. But if the believer is as the wind, therefore the Bible cannot be the manual to his life." I begged him that night. I said, "Please, don't preach this thing to any of my disciples. Okay, because this is nonsense. I was going to school the next morning. I didn't even know how to save him." But it didn't take up to 1 month. Since the Bible is not the manual to his life, was Luke using for a way to justify sin. I know what? Started smoking Indian hemp. Didn't take up to a month. Amen? Don't throw caution into the wind. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 verse 4. Genesis 1 4. "And God saw the light that it was good." God has called light into darkness. Say the light is good. Right? But what did he do? He says, he now separated. He divided badah, light from darkness. God's plan is light in darkness, yet he divided it. He separated the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. He separated it, the works of the Spirit from the works of darkness. Hallelujah. He separated it so that we can recognize what he has done in creation. He has separated light from darkness in creation. Hallelujah. We can recognize it and apply it to our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Separating light from darkness, we say, is order. Order. Amen. You are following me? It's order. Separating light from darkness is order. We said that yesterday. Order. The believer can't just do any and everything. Say there's grace. Say grace much more abound. Grace much more. Grace sin abound. Grace much more abound. You don't even know what it means. Grace much more abound. Mean I can do it and get caught free. No. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We say when God wants to do something, he first of all brings order. 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 You cannot say, because you are born again, eternal salvation. Eternal salvation. Some people are arguing over that on the internet. Eternal salvation. Once saved, forever saved. That is true. But you cannot say, because there's eternal salvation, is a license to sin. No. Hallelujah. You cannot do whatever you want. You know, this meeting, GPLR, is a time to remind us again. Remind us! That we don't throw caution into the wind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Order. Paul will say to Timothy, a minister, that he mustn't get himself entangled with the affairs of this world. You mustn't get yourself entangled. That entanglement there means you, there's no order. You have just everything, light and darkness, together in your life. Amen? No! You're a true soldier. So you must not get entangled with civilian affairs. Call them bloody civilians. Well, it's bloody soldiers. Amen? Because all have blood. But you can't get yourself entangled with the affairs of this life. That is disorder. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. So, you can say, in salvation, in eternal salvation, there is order. Bro, there is order. Hallelujah. There is the place of caution. Where you say concerning your activities, is this of God? Is this of God? I said to Ross that there was a time around the early 2000 or late 1990 that people began to say, will Jesus do this? And people say, no, that's legalism. Legalism. That is the law. Will Jesus do this? But actually, that is a checker. Is this of God? Hallelujah. You can't be born again and behave like an unsaved man. No, you can't. One of the signs of being born again is that the influences over your life must have to change. One of the signs of a man who is born again is that the influences over your life will begin to change. Your friends will begin to change. I remember years back when I began to get committed to the things of God. I used to say this years back. I said I lost all my friends. All of them were. Because the sign of being born again is a sign of a man who is committed to God's task in the earth. Hallelujah. You will lose friends. Childhood friend. Well, there's none anymore. Childhood friend. Is my friend from childhood. That's a foolish statement. Amen. Amen. Your friends will change. But you, believer, dear man of God, dear woman of God, M-O-G, W-O-G, S-M-O-G, S-W-O-G, you want to carry all the men in the world, most popular. No! Amen? Some people will have to leave. Some influences will have to stop because you are now born again. Hope you're hearing me. Born again. You have to stop. Say, I can't leave him. Hey! You have to. Because you are born again. We'll deal with those things shortly. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6, we were here yesterday. Verses 14. Paul said to the church at Corinth, he said, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Hallelujah.
What communion has light with darkness? There must be a badar. Separation. Hallelujah. What concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temples of the living God. For as God has said, I will dwell with them, I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Amen? Is that darkness? Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's reading Isaiah 52, verse 11. Let's roll down to Isaiah 52, verse 11. Hallelujah. I'll read 11 into 12. Well, you're supposed to read contextually from verse 1. But let's read 11 to 12. Say, depart ye, depart ye. Go ye from among hence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean and bear the vessels of the Lord. Did you see that? Bear the vessels of the Lord. Bear the vessels of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You must show that distinction. You must show that distinctive act that you are a believer. Amen. Somebody who had a conversation, we've been friends for a while, and he said, I never knew I was a pastor. Never knew. Until one day, he now saw Great Abuja Crusade meeting on my status. So like, they are coming. I said, now I cannot relate it. I said, how? He said, now I relate it. Whenever we talk, we must always talk by me. This guy, when she has asked me, why is a leader in church? I just said, I'm just a brother. I'm just a brother. A brother in church. He said, when you saw great, glory meeting, Kaduna, sorry. I knew something was somewhere. You must always bear that vessel. You need to start putting on your head, pastor, pap. If you ask me what's my name on the road, I'll tell you smart. They have pastor, clergy, emoji. Who need that? Let your life speak it. Hope you are hearing me. Let the light say it. In your office, let your light say it. Someone just a few days back in my office saw my post with Pastor Shengu Snappy. Say, he said, you know Pastor Shengu said coming to church. I said, that's my pastor. He said, no wonder. Hi, see where the boldness is coming from. I just stop nonsense. That's what I see. You know, you just get sick. You must bear it. You must bear the vessels of the Lord. You must bear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And no wonder. I saw one lady walking, and when she saw you, the way she greeted you. Now that's why they said going to church member. So they greeted me, said, I was looking. There's something about this guy.
Amen.
Because the lady went down completely. You know, even me, I'm like, come on.
I don't want to cover me like
this. You know, me, I can't even recognize her. Then she came to her sister and said, okay. Must bear that vessel. Glory to God. Must bear it. Not going everywhere on on Facebook, your name is Past most most highly exalted prophet. The man on the mission. Apostolic prophet pastor. See, you don't bear the vessels by name. You bear the vessels in your conduct. You bear the vessels of the Lord in your conduct. What fruit are you carrying? Are you representing your church well? It's not wearing your church logo or your clothes that you're representing your church well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In 2024, we trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. And we're going to bear his vessels. We're going to bear his vessels. Every day of our lives, we're bearing his vessels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 12. Isaiah 52 verse 12. He said, for ye shall not go out with haste, nor go out by flight. Flight there is not aircraft too. Flight there means in a rush. It's the same word with haste. By flight. For the Lord will go before you. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. So it talks about following God's leading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go out in the earth. The Lord will go before you and the God of Israel will be your reward. Hallelujah. So the believer, when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, must always learn to match the brakes. When it comes to the leading of the Spirit, you must learn to match the brakes. Hallelujah. Learn to match the brakes. Match the brakes to follow the leading of the Spirit. So being saved as a believer implies that you begin to submit to God's will. You begin to submit to God's will. And many times, at all times instead, your desires will have to give way. Your desires, your appetites will have to give way. I know, see, I'm saying this, I know it's not easy, but you would have to. For I put my body under subjection. You must have that kicker. Put my body under subjection. Hallelujah. Your desires will have to give way. Don't say, it's my childhood dream. No. You have to give way for God's will. Hallelujah. That is a man who is ready to be used of God. A man who is ready to be used of God is a man who allows his desires to give way for God's will. God's task. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give way! Hallelujah. Your appetites. Many times appetites are developed by what you've given yourself to. I said to us earlier on, in the last session, Proverbs 14:12, he said there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. There's a way. Hallelujah. I seem as right unto men. Men. Commonly believed and agreed amongst men. Hallelujah. Say the end thereof is destruction. Paul will say, there is the God of this world that has blinded the eyes of men. 2 Corinthians 1:4. There is the God of this world. We are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant of how he carries his activities. There is the God of this world.
There is no spirit of this age that is not of God. There is what is called the spirit of this age. They are now walking the sons of disobedience. It's not of God. I will must not dance to its tune as believer. Why? Because we are saved by the mighty hands of God. Therefore, we need to follow God and not the spirit of this world. Hope you are hearing me. So, you must always do the divider. You must always do the divider. Separation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was what he couldn't discern. The God of this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we say there's the spirit of this world that controls the affairs of things that happen in this world. Controls the media. Controls the social lives of men. So you can't allow it. Hallelujah. So a believer cannot allow himself or herself to be a dumping ground for societal misvalues. You can't allow yourself to be a dumping ground for societal misvalues. Hallelujah. We have our own values. We have what is called the Christian culture. We have what is called the Christian culture. The Christian values. You don't learn your values from the world. You learn your values from God's word, from the church. We are believers. Hope you are hearing me. We are believers. We are God's children. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have scriptures as guides. To know what our values. We can't behave like the world. Just lump everything up. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11. Follow me here quickly. Verse 10, 11. He said, now all these things happened to them for examples. And they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Let him that thinketh his stance take heed, lest he falls. Caution. Caution. I told us the Bible is a book of caution. Caution. They were written for admonition. The stories, what you have as the 39 books, the events there were for our admonition. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of scriptures may have hope. Were written for our learning. So there are things several times that society have accepted, but they are not the culture of believers. One of it is murmuring. 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 Murmuring is not of God. It cannot be of God. Look at that 1 Corinthians quickly. Chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 10. On top of verse 9. It says, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and they were destroyed of the serpent. Neither murmur ye, as some of them murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Murmuring. Murmuring can never be of God. Are you hearing me?
Amen. Murmuring is never of God. Never. In number 16. We have to be fast. Number 16. We saw this yesterday. Right? It's never of God. When they murmured, what happened? It says they were destroyed of the destroyer. Number 16, 44 to 49. Murmuring. Is what is called looseness. Speaking out of control. There's something also looseness, speaking out of control. You know, the world can make some things that are of no value, make it look as if they are value. Murmuring. People now think they can murmur anywhere. They can talk anyhow. Amen. Glory to God. Also another one, looseness. Speaking without control. Speaking without control. Glory to God. So there's such a thing called looseness, where you speak without control. Where you make light, weighty matters. There are things that are weighty matters. You try to make it light. Bible calls it foolish speaking. But hear me. Foolish speaking. In recent times, with the NSAS movement, yeah, heard some people spoke, some people began to speak loosely. So it's okay, worry. So somebody that can give birth to them. Because the bill is on the internet. You can talk nonsense. Throw away values to the wind. No. Amen. 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 You don't throw values into the wind. No, you don't. Hallelujah. Don't throw it like that. In Ephesians chapter number 5, quickly. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, are you there? Look up from verse 3 to 6. And then we'll quickly give room. Amen. So like I said, there's such a thing called foolish speaking. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. From verses 3. It says, but fornication and uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talkings. Can you see that? Foolish talkings, nor jestings. Mark that word, jestings. That are not convenient, but rather giving time. Hallelujah. When it says foolish talking there, is the word morologia. Morologia, it means silly talking. Talking anyhow. A believer cannot be talking anyhow. Okay, hear me. You are not permitted to talk anyhow. Because you see people talk anyhow in the world. You think you can talk anyhow. No! A believer isn't supposed to talk anyhow. You cannot afford to speak loosely. A believer cannot afford to speak loosely. Speak anyhow. There are some words that shouldn't come out of your mouth. Why? Because you bear the vessels of the Lord. Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. You can't afford to speak loosely. Loosely. Loose talk. of one who spoke loosely in the Bible is Miriam. Numbers chapter 12, quickly. Numbers 12. Miriam. Miriam and Aaron. Numbers 12. He said, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. For they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses, did you see? Can you just talk anyhow? Is it only Moses that God used to speak to? Even me too. I used to see Bishop. That's why people can talk loosely. Is he the only man of God? God uses me too. Don't talk stupid. Don't be foolish. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
When God was to judge them, he said, when you have vision, take it to Miriam and to Aaron. He said, you have vision, you see it by dreams. Say, but to Moses, I talk to him face to face. Because you feel you now have two disciples. You can talk to ministers anyhow. I see some small children go online, talk to ministers anyhow. But how can a man of God be saying salvation is not eternal? And he was attacking a respected man of God. Even when that man of God began to preach, his father has not married his mother. You don't say things anyhow. You know, social media has forced people that opportunity to think they can talk anyhow and talk loosely. No. Some people go online and they insult people that can give birth to them. No! Those are not the values of church. Those are not the values of the believer. You don't talk loosely. Amen? They look, you see, some people think social media is where you just say anything and leave anyhow. No. There is control there. Your church, you must carry the badge of your church online. See, I just go and just post anything. Post anything. Talk loosely. Say things anyhow. Hallelujah. You can't afford to be loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's not no small thing. Glory to God. You can't afford to be loose because there's freedom of speech. There's freedom of speech. Don't have freedom of speech? I have to quote someone that a lot of people don't like. What's the name of this man again? Who?
Dear me, thank you.
A lot of people don't like him. They feel he's a tyrant. Well, I don't even know him. But he said something, dear me. He said, there's freedom of speech. Fine. You have freedom of speech. But what will happen after your freedom of speech is not guaranteed. There's freedom of speech. That one is guaranteed. But after your speech, that freedom is not guaranteed after your speech. What do you think? Because there's freedom of speech. I can say my mind. I can say. You see, scriptures, one of the values of scripture, we are not taught to say our mind. We are taught to say God's word. We're not taught to say our mind. Go read that through scriptures. You are taught to say God's word. And to say my mind. Yeah, you learned that from Two-Face.
I will say my mind, I go young and black and white.
Say your mind! We're not taught like that from scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In fact, from scriptures, we are also taught to... We are taught to know those who are over us, even online, in the Lord. The local church is control. The local church is caution. It is order. It's also used the word, Paul used the word in other Ephesians 5, jestings. To joke over serious matter. Joke. joke. Many times, it's becoming too rampant. You don't call them, what do they call these guys that do short sleep now? Skit makers. It has moved from joke to skit. Comedy. They are all comedians. Skit. When you joke over even weighty and serious matters, you begin to deal with sacred things as though they are not sacred. You talk to pastors, talk about pastors anyhow. See, there are some comedians that I used to like. But the moment you begin to do comedy about church, the moment you begin to do comedy about pastors, I won't listen to you anymore. Amen? Because those are sacred things. You don't take it lightly. And you're not laughing. Satan plays a long game. Satan plays a long game. They are doing comedy about church. People are laughing. Hey, and you are laughing. Man of God. Woman of God. And you are laughing. Ah. You should rather weep. You should rather weep. Do you understand? Don't treat sacred things with contempt. Don't. In 2 Kings 2, let's see something. The Bible says they are written for our learning. 2 Kings 2. Mocking pastors. 2024, you must not be found doing that. Okay, hear me. 2024, you must not be found doing that. Mocking pastors, mocking the church. Recently I saw people doing skits on tithe. Ah! And believers will be liking it. If they don't have content, and they want you to, and they want people to like on, they will not use church and make mockery of church. No. That doesn't carry the values that I portray. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 2, verse 23. Are you there? And he went up, which is Elijah, hence to Bethel. And as was going up by the way, they came forth little children out of the city and mocked him. They were mocking the man of God. They were mocking him, laughing. And said to him, go up thou, bow the head. They see man of God with bare hair. They were yabbing the man of God. They were mocking him. See, you don't have room. I heard this from Bro Higgin. One of his books, he said, you don't have room. Who are you to judge another man's sermon? Who are you? Who the hell are you? You have to come and choke your mouth. You have to come and choke your dirty mouth. If you don't brush, it doesn't matter. This man of God, I now took your mouth. Just because people don't agree on some things in scripture, does that give you a room? Now go on social media. For this pastor said, when the heaven, not things of scripture, when you look at this, you run the dirt. Remember how right I think I am. I can't come on and say, man of God. Now I'm calling man of God. This pastor, I want to address you. You don't want to grow spiritually. God didn't send you for that. Mind your church. Mind your disciples. If people that don't have disciples, who are not minding their work, now be looking at other people's work. Looking at other people's church. How are they doing their church? How are they doing their church? Is it your business? Mind your work. Hold on, hear me.
Mocking the man of God. Bad head. What happened? And he turned his back, verse 24, and looked at them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And they came for two she-bears. Not he-bears. She-bears out of the wood. And tore 42 children of them. 42 children died. And went back into the wall. Sir, where did the bear come from? Be asking questions. Go on, you have men of God.
They were written for your learning.
Sir, can you explain what is the hermeneutics? Leave the explanation. Go and mock minister.
I went to the man of God who said someone who mocked him and the person died.
I said, sir, is that... You want to try it? Mock him now.
Do it.
Nonsense. There are things you don't need to be asking questions on. Bible is clear about it. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful. You don't make jestings. You don't make jestings of sacred things. Hallelujah. Don't use sacred things with contempt. Keep it sacred. Keep sacred places sacred. Keep sacred people sacred. Keep your pastor sacred. They are sacred people. Sacred things. Prayer. Don't mock prayer. Amen? You are not watching skits. You are not yapping people that are praying in tongues and you are not laughing. Siri mama, Siri mama, Siri mama. She go to rubber thunder. Are you laughing?
You are a fool.
A big fool. Seven winners. Speaking in tongues that is of God. That is sacred. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. How beat in the spirit is speaking mysteries to God. And you are mocking it. Open mouth and pray. And say, Lord, anywhere I've treated sacred things with contempt, Lord, I'm sorry. It's time to repent. Let's repent. Knowingly or unknowingly, say, Lord, I'm sorry. I would never treat sacred people, sacred places, sacred things with contempt. I would never treat it with contempt. Say what I'm praying. Amen. 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 So you keep sacred places sacred. Numbers 26 is to 1. Numbers 26. Hey, Jesus. 61. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. Strange fire. That word strange fire is the word zo. That word strange fire. What they offered as strange fire was actually incense. That is, what they offered as strange fire was to desecrate a sacred place. Amen. They desecrated a sacred place. The use of that word strange fire there was used for adultery in a sacred place, just like the sons of Eli. Sacred place. Hallelujah. And they died. You can't treat sacred places anyhow. Hallelujah. So therefore, a believer, a Christian, must know that there are things called Christian values. I must uphold it. Christian values. Christian values. Amen. Christian values. Just things that are not of God, quench the fire of God. Quench the fire of God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul says, quench not the spirit's fire. So these values that are not of God can quench it. Jesting, mockery, murmuring. Those are activities that are not activities of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Must never quench it. In 1 Samuel 3:3, the Bible spoke of, before 1 Samuel 3:3, the Bible spoke of Leviticus 6:19, an instruction to the priest. Leviticus 6:9. It says, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It shall be a burnt offering because the burning upon the altar, because of the burning upon the altar all night into the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. Did you see that? Instruction that the fire of the altar must keep burning. Verses 13. Okay, 12 into 13. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Did you see that? In the altar, the fire must never be put out. And I told us that fire is the fire of prayer, right? Fire of the things of the Spirit, right? Must never be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall be burned thereon the fat of the peace offering. Verse 13 said, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. So the fire must keep burning. By 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 3. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel lay down to sleep. We're talking about Eli. The fire upon his altar went out. Did you see that? The fire upon his altar went out. And God had to choose Samuel, because the fire must not go out. It is stupidity for a believer to say it's indispensable. That if I don't go, God will not use anybody. Jesus said, if these ones don't praise me, I will raise up stones. Okay, here we go. Stones. Stones, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fire must never go out. Must never go out. We have to keep the fire burning. The fire of prayer must keep burning. Hallelujah. On your altars. The fire will never go out. You will never get tired of praying. You never get tired of doing the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Therefore, the fire must never go out, like I said. The believer must always watch their appetites. Watch your appetites. These are things that put out the fire. Watch your appetites. Appetite doesn't mean, am I hungry? Am I not hungry? No, the appetite there is, watch the things you are now liking. Watch the things you are now liking. Watch what you are now allowing into your space in 2024. See, you have to guard your space. You have to guard your space. Watch what you are allowing into your space. Okay, everybody. Watch what you are allowing into your space. Beware of strange fire. Beware of strange things. Beware of strange people that put out God's fire. Beware of them. Hallelujah. Beware of them. Glory to God. One thing we're going to pray with all through the month of January. We're going to pray that everything that God has not planted in your life for 2024, that you picked up on the way 2023 and in the years before, that you don't need them for 2024, we're going to pray that they will be burnt out. Amen. Yes. The things that my Father has not planted will be uprooted for my life. Hallelujah. Well, guys, we're going to be our focus in January. They are burnt out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. you ask yourself the question, is it of God? Is it of God? That question, is it of God, is a question on a crystal slate for 2024. Is a question on a crystal slate. Put it everywhere. Is it of God? A question that puts you on check as regards God's will. Is this of God? Many times we have people who keep doing things thinking that they are still in God's will. They keep doing things thinking they are still in God's will. Perhaps they have left God's will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many times they begin to pursue personal ambition and cover it with the name of the ministry of God. Personal ambition in church. Personal ambition. They've left God's will. They are now following personal ambition. What? Following their appetite. Hallelujah. Never fall into such trap. Everybody hear me? Never fall into such trap. Know where you are falling. You see, everybody knows. Everybody knows when they begin to follow their own personal desires. Know where you are falling. Amen. Know where you are falling. In Revelation 2 verse 5, John, the Lord spoke to John about the church in Ephesus. He said, know where you are falling. He said, go back and repent. You must know. You must know. You must know that you have to repent. What are you hearing me? Repent. Some people are too full of themselves. They're too full of themselves. Learn to repent. Always. When you see that you repent. Hallelujah. Amen.
Kings don't beg. Beggars don't king. Kings don't beg. Therefore, you can't ask for forgiveness. You can't repent. You say, no. We in action with God. We demand. Kings to king. Show our right. Show things fight, bro.
What is all that? Are you smoking weed? How can you say that?
That we demand from God as kings to kings.
Matters does not enter market immediately. It starts from somewhere before you enter market. That started.
How can you say that?
Repent. Amen. Learn to repent. Go back again. The Lord, I'm sorry. Amen. You repent. Hallelujah. Amen. But some people, rather than them to repent, they go ahead to do RNG. You'll be doing RNG. You'll be doing RNG. Substituting brass for gold. They know they've missed God. They begin to do RNG. Let's invite. You know the fire has gone out of your altar. Oga, go back and pray. Repent now, the fire will come back.
They have been arranged. Let's invite our pursuit. Let's invite your best. Let's invite.
Arranged. Repent. Amen. Begin to substitute brass or gold. No! Amen. Amen. You begin to reduce the training of the spirit. You know it's RNG. When prayer is now being substituted for online prayer, you that will know, you will walk the streets and you are praying. You that will know will take 1 hour. Now you are not doing online prayer.
Oh God, does not exist.
That's what
you have missed.
Hey! RNG. RNG. You are supposed to pray. We know when you pray fire thunder. Now you are not doing online. Online prayer. When somebody will pray over you. Amen. 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 Amen.
You are falling.
only backslide. There's no other name for backslide than that. You are backslidden. When you come for physical prayer and job, we will not see you, but we will see your life. Man of God.
It's yours. You know, amen. Have you prayed? I pray. What did you pray? Amen. My sister. Allergy. You are backslidden. Amen. You that you will wake up in the morning, prepare and go to church. And not do your online church. Say, I will just connect online on my bed. The word of God served to me on the bed. They are served on bed. No! Amen! No! Go away to God. Online church. Oga, go back. Go back and repent. Amen. Amen. Pray. I will not substitute supernatural things. I will not substitute things. I will not substitute gold with brass. I will not substitute brass for gold. Oh, sorry. I will not substitute gold for brass. Sorry. Pray! I will not substitute the things of the Spirit for life, for what is offered to me on the platter. I will stay with the training of the Spirit always. I will stay, Lord. Say 2024. Let my appetite not go for it. I'll begin to look for online prayer. I'll begin to look for, even when it comes to training disciples. Lord, I will not get to that point where I begin to train disciples online. Say, Oluwao, Lord, help me. Palata. Lord, I will not drop value. Matonda karaba tekede bati. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So many times, what Satan offers as simplicity, what Satan offers is simplicity or comfort. Satan tries to offer comfort. See, let me tell you something, brothers. You cannot serve God in your comfort zone. Watch it. Anytime you become comfortable serving God, there's a problem. Hope you're hearing me. These are trainings you must hold on to. Anytime you begin to serve God in comfort, once there's comfort, it's not of God. You can't serve God in comfort. How? He says go into all the world. Hope you're hearing me. You can't serve God in comfort. That is what Satan offers. Independence away from God. Amen. Glory to God. You can't serve God on your own terms. Amen. You serve God on God's terms. So that you are comfortable with it or not. You serve God on God's terms. There is a cost to following the Lord. Okay, hear me. There are costs you pay to follow the Lord. We're going to close from here. These costs are usually called forgone alternatives, forgone dreams. There are some dreams you have to forego because you are now following God. Amen. Because you are now following God. Some dreams are for God. I want to travel around the whole world, see the Mediterranean Sea, Atlantic Ocean, visit. I only travel like that when I'm going to do gospel. It's a dream. I want to fly around the world, go around the world, Japan, I want to see Tokyo, I want to get to
dream. Say that to Munachi. Nonsense is that. Dream. I want to fly across. I want to go to. I want to go to Bermuda Triangle. I told my friend that they are going to go there. You know, stop. Who do dreams that dreams? If you still want to do it, just do your sleep and dream of it. They are for God.
Amen. Amen. If I have to go to those places, it will be to preach. And when I'm done preaching, I'm coming back to Nigeria. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I dream it. At age 60, at age 40, begin to dream how to go to Canada. Only Canada. Mozambique, unko. Uganda, unko. No, it's Canada. It's only Canada. Okay, sorry, Canada. Amen. Amen. Stop that. Amen. Tell somebody at age 52, he says, wants to go to study abroad. I start your age, sir. If your young ones like us are going, don't do like this now. I'm balanced on you. I'm serious. Oh, I'm serious.
Are you trying to say, I'm saying what I'm saying?
Kill it! It's the work of ministry.
Yes, sir.
Who will then do the work? You don't deceive yourself. When I go there, I will preach. When I get there, I will preach. How many of them? Preach. Let us see your disciples says. Let's see your disciples here. When we have seen your disciples, we ask, okay, something can preach here. Yeah. Yeah, there is even easy to preach. You are not put mouth one speaker on the road. You are preach. Yeah, you can't try to. Where kind of approval you will get to preach on the street? So you won't have a choice. He says, I will preach on. You will preach where? Let's see your disciples. In Nigeria, you don't have one disciple. I still following you. How people will you follow up last week? Yes, sir. Walk. I close from walk around. I couldn't see anywhere. So where are they? Your disciples have gone into the world. You know what to say? When I get there, we know plenty of people that have gone there and said they will do church there. They are still there. They spent 1 year. We saw them on ground after 1 year. I've graduated. But what about ministry? Say, sir, wait. It's cooking. Other people leave ministry. Satan offers you comfort. That is why a believer mustn't have that point, that time, where he will say, 1 week, 2 weeks, you did not do work on ministry. That is comfort. 1 week, 2 weeks, you didn't talk to somebody about Jesus. 1 week, 2 weeks, you did not do follow-up. OT backslide, quickly.
Even if all your disciples, before your disciples are not available, they won't travel. 1 week, so. You cannot afford to stay 1 week without preaching. You cannot afford to stay 1 week without doing disciples. You must become your lifestyle. Make that up and make up your mind this year. My lifestyle, every day, I must talk about Jesus. I must disciple people.
You're not comfortable. 1 full week, ask you, maybe we do follow up on. Follow Gideon. There you are, the one that we are following about. You're not following up again. You are backside. Amen. That is your, you are not in comfort. No. Amen. Satan offers you comfort. He then now begins to replace it. That's comfort. So we do not go and, if we do not go and do follow up, you are not watching Netflix. He's Satan, oh, they will do Netflix. They know it's not. He's Satan. Satan gives you comfort. Now watching Prime Video. Now watching skit, Facebook. I don't worship. That take anything that takes away your worship and your service of God is idol. Idol. So tonight, I mean today, look at your life. Watch out for those idols. Amen. Idols. Idols can even be clothes. Idols can even be shoes. You no longer can wear your normal shoe again. And now I'm looking for designer as a man of God. Idol. Amen? Idol. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So there are costs you have to pay in the place of following. Glory to God. Let's close. Luke 9. I guess this should be the last. Okay, that was the last scripture. Luke 9. Luke 9. Verse 57. Luke 9, 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, that a certain man said to him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath no way to lay his head. Do you see that? So what Jesus is saying is that there's no comfort zone. Amen. Amen. No comfort zone. No place to relax in. There's no comfort zone in the walk. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said to another, follow me. But that one said, let me go first and bury my father. Let me go and do what? And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their dead. But you go, but go down and preach the kingdom of God. So that means no matter what, the first thing in your mind should be God. Should be his work. He says, let the dead bury that. His father says, sir, do you know what my father means to me? He says, let the dead bury their dead. He's not saying you shouldn't show concern. He's not saying you shouldn't be remorseful. You shouldn't be sad. He's telling you something is what is the worst thing that can happen? Death, right? So there's something that is more precious than the worst thing. And that is what? The gospel. You must place the gospel as number one in your life. Amen. Amen. 51. He said to another. Amen. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. But let me go bid them farewell which are at home in at my house. Let me go and tell them bye-bye. Let me go and say bye-bye. Know what it means? Eh? It means, sir, I want to do the work of ministry. But you know, family and friends, there are some things that matter to me. Yeah, my family and friends, F and L. Jesus said, no man, having put his hand on the plow and look back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Watch that. He said, no man who put his hand on the plow and look back, is fit. Amen. Amen. Let me go and take a break. Let me go on vacation. After GPLR, let's go on 1 week vacation. You don't look back. Hallelujah. You don't take a break off ministry. You don't take a break off church. You don't take a break off the things of the spirit. You don't take a break. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't look back to those things you have dropped. You don't look back to those things you've left for the sake of the gospel. You don't go back to them. Amen. You don't go back to them. Hallelujah. Rather, you must always take up your cross. Verse 23. Verse 23 of Luke 9. 23. It says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. Take up your cross daily. You must always take up your cross. What is your cross? Your cross is that which you have denied yourself of. That's in those things you've denied yourself of in following Christ. You cannot serve God in your comfort zone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you cannot serve God in discomfort, you are not living for him. You cannot serve God in discomfort. There are things you've discomforted yourself from. Like for us that are here, for days, 2 days, we took ourselves off our water bed and we were sleeping on taco. He came all the way from Warri, all the way from Kaduna. They left comfort. They left comfort. By now we'll have been blowing like 10 sounds. Happy New Year. Ain't worry. Blowing 10 sounds. Happy New Year. Pop, pop, pop. But he left that comfort. Amen.
Some of you are supposed to be, some people are supposed to be happy watching man you lose. But they left that comfort. That's some sort of mocking man. To be hearing God's word. You know the comfort. When you see demons being casted out, just be smiling.
Amen. So you left that comfort. Even when you were tempted, you wanted to look at your phone and were praying, you kept your phone. Say no. I will not be tempted this week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you must always pick up your cross. Your cross is that which you've denied yourself of, right? I said that. Hallelujah. Amen. If you cannot serve God in discomfort, you're not living for Him. There are sometimes you have to deny yourself of things. Deny yourself of something to life. Deny yourself for the sake of the gospel. Deny yourself. There are places you'd like to go. I just like to take myself out. Well, you no longer like to take yourself out. Why? As God's disciples to take care of. Remember that? Your friends come and say, let's go to Siva Best Cinema. Let's go to Queen One. He said, no, I'm having follow. Ezekiel, this was what? This was what he did in the movie. Malaika. He said, I have decided to go and take. He said, hey, it's your Christian life. That is your discomfort. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Discomfort yourself. Someone comes to you. Say, I have to, don't need to worry. I've got this visa for you. I've given you just straight to Canada. Just walk to the airport. You should have paid. Just go. Don't need to pay one naira. Open door. You say, no, sir. That's the open door of the devil. Go with your visa, sir. I rather stay in Nigeria. I say, you are caught. No, I'm not caught. Amen. You bear the cross. I always say this and admire it. There are people who are going to be walking places. They left it because of the work of ministry. Not a joke. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Childhood dream. Dixon had a childhood dream of becoming a general. But I guess that general man is in the Lord. Amen. You have to let it go. You have to. Sometimes he goes on Facebook, goes online, sees some of the people he has cut their hair. They are now general. They are now soldiers. Amen? And he is a pastor. How about that? He has to let that go. Let it go. We have done short commission. Just be doing marine market officer. Just be in charge of OC marine market. But you have to leave those dreams. You have to go. Why? For the sake of the ministry. For the sake of God's work. Some people have to leave. I know somebody who was working somewhere comfortable. He left the place. Came to Lagos where he knew what and started work. And started church. I know another person. Who left where he was staying and went, the Lord told him to go to Benin and he left Benin, Benue. He went to Benue. He is a graduate, a minister that I know, a graduate. You know what he's doing in Benue? He's a farmer. You know the kind of house he's staying? Mud house. But the Lord sent him to that village. There's no job.
the wedding. And that is where it is. That is where it happens. You marry, you have children, they are going to village.
I'm driving a car. We only need a car there. Bicycle and machine.
That's all they have.
And whenever there's meeting in Lagos, like Fadoshebu, he comes down for the meeting. And we sit together. And you think I don't say, ah, man. I don't think that the man is going to admire you. Let everything carry this back. There was a time like that, they went for a mission. He said another village. Before they came back, his mud house, they burnt it down. And everything is like, mud house! And we are serving the same God. I'm in the city. There's no trial. Go to the village. Ever? Left everything. What is your cross?
There I can't do.
You are not ready to serve God. You are not ready to serve God. I tell you the truth, brethren. You must carry your cross. Hallelujah. You must. Sometimes it has to be with you leaving your comfort zone. Leaving things that are comfortable to you. For the sake of the gospel. Is it painful? It's painful. Amen. One of your pastors here had a job. That we have taken him to Port Harcourt. By that, he will be counting in 6 digits. No, by that, he has gotten to 8 because this is some few years back. But he stayed in Lagos without a job. We have gone there now. We ask him, how is ministry?
You know, I just send my money. I just sow seed. I'm a big time giver. Bro, how is ministry? I'm a big time giver. I'm a big time.
How is ministry? You know, that is a very serious question. How is the war? I'll give you how you are giving. How is the war? I give. Do I don't show? For my giving show. Or give like
substituting it. Bible spoke about the church at Macedonia. They didn't have money, but they gave themselves first.
They were saved.
My money. It's not only your money.
Amen. Your money is good, but you first. We don't see your church, your money is showing, we'll throw away your money. We don't need it.
Though we need money, but we don't need it. We need your commitment.
We need you. We need your commitment. What are you carrying? What is that cross you are carrying every day? Paul will say in Galatians, he says, let no man trouble me before I bear in my body the mark, the scar of God. Somebody says, Jesus mark, Jesus mark. There's somebody say, that mark is in salvation. It's in salvation, no? In salvation. That is the seal of God. It's God's signet ring. It's not his signet ring.
Fatula. So it's God's signet ring. It's a spiritual. Is it spiritual?
No! But when Paul say I bear my body the scar, the mark of the Lord. You know why it's called mark of the Lord? He went to Galatia. They beat him. Blue black. They took him as dead. Those scars. Be flogging. Those things were marks on his body. He said, see, check my body. You see the mark of the Lord. He said, these are things that I bore for the sake of the gospel. What are you bearing for the sake of the gospel? You are easy to pray. Let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of God in Christ Jesus. Let's see the mark, brother. Let's see the mark. Let's see the mark. Physical mark. Paul. Bright Paul. He became a servant. He called himself, I'm a born servant of the Lord. Born servant. It's true, my career. He was a tent maker. But it's true, my career, just to serve the Lord. Some people, it's their job that are carrying them around the body. No.
Amen.
is God's taxes. Amen. I know that some of us who have taken up jobs that they will post you, you work it, they post you, they work it, you are working at the same thing. I understand.
It's a kind of job. I understand that. Amen. But even in those jobs, you must be ready to carry your cross for the gospel. Amen. 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 Always look like we pray that the opportunity to preach the gospel will not pass us by. We pray for God's wisdom. Hallelujah. In your office, you have opportunities to make men in your office your disciples. Amen. No matter what, in this year 2024, say, I will have disciples. In their number, say, I will have disciples. I will be busy for the Lord. I will be busy discipling them. Amen.
So where are your cross? At the end of 2024, I will ask you, where are your cross? Where is your cross that you carried up to 2024? Where is the cross? The cross, I'm not saying you go and look for trouble and then they lock you for parking or they lock you for fighting or they lock you for doing something civil.
I answer that is the cross I bear. No, I bear just like Paul. Paul was locked up because he was preaching. Amen. So that is no cross. Cross is what are the things you have to forgo for the sake of the gospel. What are the things? What are the comfort zones you have to leave? It might mean that you can decide to take 3 days off your bed, leave the house, go somewhere else to pray. Go somewhere 3 days to pray. Those are cross you have to take this year by having more concentrations. By having more concentrations.
More time to stay with the Word. Hallelujah. I leave you with this. Many times, all the time rather, always, it is painful. It's painful. You have to drop things. Things that you like. Things that you've been liking, you've been following up with. You have to drop them. It's painful. But you know what? That is what we signed up for. We leave things for the sake of the gospel. Paul will say, I put my body under subjection. 1 Corinthians 9. Put my body under subjection. Least, when I'm done preaching, I myself will not be cast away. Put my body under subjection. 2 Corinthians, 9. That I put my body under subjection. Put it under subjection always. Always. 27. Always. 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 Not once. Always. Hallelujah. Amen. Something I'll leave us with too is also be a checker on the brothers and sisters in church. It's off my nose, but I'm led now to say this. This is like a closing remark. I will do everything together. Be a checker on the brother, on the sister. When you see a brother and a sister, always ask questions. How is ministry? Don't say, I saw him yesterday, ask again, how is the ministry? Get a definite reference. Be a checker. Hope you are doing the work of ministry. Don't see someone in front and say, you're not big, you're not fat, No, ask questions. Amen. How is ministry? How is the work? Hope you are winning souls. How many disciples do you have? When I know that Ada is going to ask how many disciples I have, when I know Pastor, this is going to ask how many disciples do I have, I will know that I will have to have disciples. I know that Pastor Ada is going to ask me, have you prayed? I know I will need to pray. Right? Let's ask ourselves. Let's do that check on ourselves. The deed of God. In the year, we're going to dedicate months. All the months of the year are going to be special to us. Because we're dedicating each month. And your pastors will follow it up. I spoke to your pastors about it. We're going to dedicate each month to specific things we want to achieve as a church. Specific in our life. Not church like what we want. In our life as a church.
specific training. So each month are months for trainings for us. Our specifics we want to achieve. Amen. Trainings. Fruitfulness. We are ready for it. We are ready for it. The question is, are you sold out? I leave you with this question. Are you sold out to God's church in the earth? Are you sold out in the course of the year? The question I must always ask myself is, always, is this of God? Is this of God? Ask yourself that question every day of the year. I trust the Lord. At the end of the year, we'll be so fruitful. As we are here, we'll be times three of this year, by this time next year. Because we will have grown. Our disciples will have multiplied. And they will already be leaders to be here. Because this is GPLR for leaders. They will be multiplied to be here. Amen. Amen. So we'll be tripled here by this time next year. It's deep of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray.